Hello, Rick.
Hello.
So the race for Michigan Attorney General is heating up on both sides of the aisle.
Yes.
That's going to be the focus of our conversation today. But to begin, can you explain how exactly the nominees for both parties are selected?
Sure. Michigan sort of has this hybrid system of choosing candidates that when it comes to U.S. senators and candidates for governor, voters choose them in party primaries. But the way that the Democrats and the Republicans have set it up in Michigan, the rest of the nominees for statewide offices are selected at party conventions by delegates, which creates kind of a different dynamic than when it's on the ballot, that the delegates to these conventions tend to be even more committed ideologically than primary voters. So philosophy and being on the Republican side, being conservative enough, loyalty to President Trump will certainly be an issue. Plus, there are hot button issues like the Common Core education curriculum that has become talked about on the Republican side. And then at the Democratic convention, you've got to be very pro-labor, and it helps, at least in this cycle, it seems to help to have some good progressive bona fides.
Who are these delegates?
These are people who are typically committed partisans. They might be union activists. They might be door knockers. That basically, on the Democratic side, anyone can sign up, although the deadline has passed, and show up. And then the votes are apportioned accordingly to whoever just, you know, shows up and is legally registered as a Democrat and as a delegate. They get to vote. On the Republican side, they are selected at county conventions. And they're the ones who send delegates to the Republican state convention. And there's also another wrinkle on the Democratic side, which is Democrats actually have two conventions. And this was something that was started 10 years ago. And the idea was where there are contested races, that in the springtime, Democrats will get together and have what's called the endorsement convention, where delegates will basically send a strong signal on who they intend to nominate at the official summer convention that comes after the primary. Pay attention, people, there will be a quiz. And the idea is that everyone agrees to abide by the results of the endorsement convention, and that gives the Democratic selections more time to organize, to message, and to fundraise heading into the fall campaign season.
Let's stay with the Democrats.
Sure.
In the running right now, we've got a well-known civil rights lawyer, a former federal prosecutor, and an Air Force veteran who has been a corporate lawyer.
Right. The last one is William Noakes. He's the general counsel for Meyer, and he's got some background doing corporate work with General Motors and the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. But really, this seems to be shaping up. Anything can happen at a convention. But right now, most of the back and forth is between Patrick Miles, former U.S. attorney for the Western District of Michigan, a Barack Obama appointee, and Dana Nessel, who was the lead attorney in the case in Michigan that legalized same-sex marriage, the April DeBoer Jane Rouse case.
Right. And I know that the debate really going on is whether Miles is progressive enough for the party.
Yes, that he's really, his background is more centrist, and a lot of the back and forth has been about where he stands on marijuana. At first, he wouldn't talk about whether or not he had voted for the medical marijuana law and whether he favored legalization. He just said that he would abide by whatever the voters decided. But then later on, he put out a statement saying that he was in favor of full legalization at the state level, while Dana Nessel has held that position from the outset. And then there's also, you know, just some back and forth on exactly where Miles stands on things like civil forfeiture laws, which allow authorities to seize property without there being a criminal conviction. And it's getting kind of, you know, heated and nasty. As a matter of fact, some Democrats are saying, come on, you guys, cut it out, that you're going to make it that much further, that much tougher for us to win in November, when really things should be looking pretty good for the D side.
So that is the Democratic race for Attorney General. Coming up later today on All Things Considered, we'll take a closer look at the Republican race. You can hear that part of our conversation at 6:44 tonight. Rick Plute is our man at the state capitol in Lansing, and he joins us every Friday to talk about the week's news. Rick, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure.